Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. My blog readers and book readers have been asking, so here we are. It's podcast time, season one, episode one. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication. And here's today's writing tip for the curious or confused. Never mind, one word. Or never space mind, two words. Love him or hate him, but you can partially credit Kurt Cobain for a shift in spelling that has occurred in the past 25 or so years around this, or you could say these, words. What do you think of when you hear smells like teen spirit, come as you are, and lithium? Never mind. No, I'm not discounting my last question. Nevermind was the name of Nirvana's 1991 album. What fascinates me is that parallel with this release is the growth of Nevermind as one word rather than never mind two words. It didn't start with Kurt Cobain, but there's a good chance that this album title played a major role in this spelling shift. The expression Nevermind goes as far back as the 1700s, when the expression never mind it became popular. The it has simply been dropped over time. In the present day, never mind meanings include much less or let alone when the word or phrase is used as a conjunction. For example, some don't give Cobain credit as a musical influence, never mind as a spelling authority. Or never mind can mean forget about it, don't bother, or don't worry about it when it's used as a response. For example, what do you think of when you think of Nirvana? A sense of peace? Never mind. Never mind, written as one word, began appearing as far back as the 1930s, when the original verb form stemming from never mind it turned into a noun. Here's where expressions like it's no never mind of yours came to be, with never mind being synonymous with business or affair. The single word version has trickled into usage since that time, transitioning into a slang form for the don't worry about it definition. But just because it's commonly used does not mean that it's commonly accepted. Personally, I've enjoyed the fact that as I've written these show notes in both Microsoft Word and WordPress, both have flagged my spelling of never mind when I've used it as one word. This stresses my next point. Always use the two-word form never mind in formal writing. Never mind one word is only for casual use. For essays, business communications, and letters to your grandmother, use never mind two words. For casual uses like social media or, dare I say, character dialogue, I'm completely comfortable with this one-word form. Note, some people argue that never mind is always incorrect when it is one word. I don't agree, but it's an important fact to be aware of. Am I being a bit of a grammarian rebel by accepting this latter spelling? Perhaps. Is it the influence of Nirvana on my young life? Probably not. I just believe there's a time and a place that casual speak is okay. Just like the spelling of O-K-O-K-A-Y rather than uppercase O, uppercase K. Interestingly, the Nirvana album Nevermind was almost titled Sheep. We can only wonder about the state of Nevermind in the present day if that was the case. Should we go further into what could have happened with the word sheep if given such a spotlight? Oh, I think I'm going too far. Nevermind. For more tips like these, stay tuned for next week's episode, or check out Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 writing and editing reminders for the curious or confused. Questions to add to my list? I'd love to hear from you at getagriponyourgrammar.com, or for the emoji domain curious. Oh yeah, it's a thing. Feel free to find it all at openbooklightbulb.ws. Yes, use the emojis. openbooklightbulb.ws. Words, language, communication. You've got this.